Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, I think the first thing we need to do is talk about the two-week season of tennis in this country, don't you?
Yeah, it came and went, didn't it?
It is fascinating, isn't it, that although it's a recognised summer sport, it really only has 2 weeks appeal.
Yeah, well, you always used to have that week in Adelaide, and that was always the lead-up tournament to the Australian Open. Well, it's gone to Sydney. Sydney and Brisbane do have but it's not a real... Sydney's a bit bigger than Brisbane, but a bit of a lead-up tournament. Yeah. And then you've got a Hopman Cup. But, yeah, I mean, they should...
It is interesting, isn't it? I suppose that's the way the tennis circus, that's the way it travels around the world. And probably in terms of a football season or a cricket season here, it seems ridiculously short. But then again, it's probably the same thing in New York, that it's a two-week event whatever.
That's a good point. I don't know. It probably is. I mean, they probably have a couple of minor lead-up tournaments and then the big US Open and bang, they're out of there.
I was interested to hear the other day that... admittedly, it came from Tennis Australia itself, so of course it would be totally unbiased, but they believe that the money, the finances, the spectators, the viewing public around the world, that it is the biggest sporting event in Australia.
Really?
That's what they're claiming.
It's huge money.
Yes.
Huge money. Yeah, yeah. I think it's about $4 million for the winning it now, I think.
Yeah, it might even be more, I think.
Yeah.
But you tend to forget, of course, that tennis is a world game, and so therefore the viewing audience for those who are keen, just like, I guess, Formula One car racing, is a massive worldwide audience, whereas obviously a game like Australian Rules or even cricket, which is virtually only a British Empire expansion game. So it probably does make sense, although... we as Australians probably don't rate it as highly because it is a two-week event, but it's interesting.
Well, they come far and wide to see it. I mean, and the Melbourneians, they certainly
support.
They come through the door.
Yeah, they do.
They must get some people through there.
So, and what did you think of the results?
It was a bit of probably a letdown, the men's final, wasn't it? One horse race.
Well, in terms of that, I mean, like when you think of the incredible clash of the previous year where it took, I think, 5 or 6 hours to get a result, it was Djokovic at his absolute best, wasn't it?
What did you say? They said something about will they get it done in one day?
Yes. Some interviewer actually asked the chief of Tennis Australia whether he thought that the game could be finished in one day.
Just about 1 hour.
Well, the trouble is that they start, obviously for television audiences in the night, not even twilight, and 6 hours you'd have fallen asleep and had to get up and go to work.
I remember when I umpired tennis over there, I remember being there at 3 o'clock in the morning and then we're up at 8 o'clock next morning, ready to umpire again. That was it. That's just the way it was.
So I think if there was any doubt about how good this bloke is, it's all over Red Rover. I mean, he really is the dominant force, isn't he?
Yes. Djokovic beat Nadal in straight sets. And that took his tally up to $178 million.
Is that all?
That's just winnings. And then he's got...
No sponsorship.
You can triple that.
178.
Yeah. And what about the ladies' final, Rick? What did you think of that?
To be honest, I was absolutely thrilled because I felt very much for Naomi Osaka after she won the US Open because of the performance that Williams put on and took away all the glory of her winning. And now to actually, because obviously there was the Christmas break, she's actually won two of the Grand Slams now in a row. And she beat a very, very good player into the bargain. And I think for a 21-year-old Japanese young lady, she's just about, she's number one.
Number one in the world.
Yeah. I bet that hasn't happened before.
I don't know. Not too sure. We'd have to look back in. Well, we have to Google that after the show.
Well, we could. We could. Yep. I mean, it's a bit of bad luck about Kvitova. She's only won 38, nearly 39 million.
Yeah. She's probably struggling a bit.
Whereas Naomi, she's
only 11.
She's only a beginner. She's only on 11
million.
It makes people who want to talk about football salaries a bit of a joke, doesn't it? Eh? They win more in playing three sets of tennis.
Well, and the women only play the best of three, so they only play two sets.
Let's get on to that.
And the Kvitova, she had a bit of a mishap. Someone broke into her house some time ago and did stab her pretty badly and didn't think she'd play again. So it's good for her to get up, and she's been in a couple finals. She's won a couple finals and runner-up in this one.
Yeah.
So to come back from that.
You'll probably be able to correct me if I'm wrong, because we certainly haven't spoken about this off-air, but I've got a feeling that Monica Seles got stabbed
in the
back, didn't she?
But that was at the tennis.
That was at the tennis. The security must have been
good
that night.
Have you seen security since that day? It's unbelievable. You can't go. I mean, over in the open, every corner you go around is a security guard now. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't got your pass with, you ain't going any further. Yeah. And that's as simple as it was. Since that Monica Seles, she got stabbed by a guy, yeah.
I think if I'm correct, again, in my memory, you know, I'm...
Wow, your memory's coming good.
Well, I think that my one visit to the Australian Open was one of the years when Monica Seles was playing, and I actually saw her play. Yep. She grunts just about, or used to grunt just about as much
they've
as...
They've all got that little bit of grunt in them, haven't they, at times?
Dear me.
But, I can't see how they can get away with it. But anyway, that's another story, isn't it?
So I actually think that it was good for tennis. I think it was very good for women's tennis that Osaka won. And I think if we didn't know that, superstar... Novak Djokovic was number one, then we certainly do now.
Well, that's right. And I think it's good for tennis that we didn't see perhaps Williams in the final again.
Yep.
You know, I think to see two new faces in the final, I think that's good for tennis.
Yes,
too,
yeah.
All right, well, we better move on. What about a bit of cricket?
Well,
another test match coming up.
There is, in fact, another test match coming up, and I'm not quite sure how long this one will last, probably about as long as the last one did.
But they reckon we're back because we've beaten Sri Lanka now. That's what one of the commentators said, we are back.
Well, you know, I mean, you can only beat the opposition that's put in front of you, but they are only just an opposition. And if the powers that be are hoping that this test match is going to stretch out for a bit longer, then they'd have to hope and pray that Australia won the toss and batted, because
looking at that deck last night on the news, my goodness, they're going to make some runs.
Yeah, and you'd want to be in the top three or four, I think, to bat, or she might
get
one.
A bat.
Poor old Travi walking in at number five or six, he might only field. Because if we
three win, for 600,
that's right. If we win the toss and bat, I'm sure we'll only bat once.
And what about Stoinis? He could come in.
Well,
the rumour has it.
Phil, you are right on the money, and I think, and good luck to him. First of all, I have no doubt that
he's family too.
I have no doubt that he is a very good player. But the only point that I'd wish to make is the following: that he has been picked on his amazing form in the short versions of the game, and the form has been, and his performances have been amazing. However, he hasn't picked up a red ball, that is, to play in a 4 or 5 day real cricket match since December the 7th. Now, particularly since the experts all say, oh, well, since we've had the introduction of T20 and one day cricket, you know, you've got to be an expert, and that being an expert in one form of the game doesn't make you an expert in another form of the game.
Mm.
Now, it's not Stoinis' fault, because there's no red ball
no
cricket
fault
to play.
Of his. That's
no.
right.
But how you can pick him and assume that you can translate his one day performances or T20 performances to 5 day test cricket, as we've discussed on the show before, you've only got to look at the way the Indians play and can win real cricket matches, because they occupy the crease.
I reckon he's going to just bowl the four overs.
He might think that that's all he has to do.
Rick, look, just thinking about that, why can't they play a couple of Sheffield Shield games? You get two cats and a dog to the game anyhow, so it doesn't matter. Let's play some of these lads that need that long day cricket, you know, that longer version of cricket, in a Shield game.
I would
why can't we play a game?
I would absolutely agree with you. And the other thing that amazes me is that you know, that they're making an assumption that, oh, look, some of these Shield players are playing T20 cricket. Well, you know, if you can, a T20 game lasts 4 hours. You know, you don't need 3 days rest to recover from a T20 game of cricket.
Okay, you played Wednesday, right? We've got a Shield game Friday.
Exactly.
And they played Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah. They're done Monday. Yeah.
But the trouble is, I think, that somehow or other, and I don't know for a fact, but somehow or other, I think it's all to do with the contracts that Cricket Australia have tidied up with the television, and they don't want to be seen as competing against each other. And as you've just so perfectly explained, they're not competing against each other, because the viewing audience of Sheffield Shield cricket has and always will be next to nothing.
Yeah.
It's not...
It's the practice and the playing that longer form of game.
And I don't see...
And this is why we're not winning any... the test match the other day, but, I mean, against any decent opposition...
That's right.
We can't win.
Yeah. And the other thing is that, according to some of the reports I've heard, is that the actual success of the T20, it's going on for too long. You know, there seems to be 10 million games.
They've added more games this season.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they haven't, even though we'd considered the money to be reasonable, they haven't drawn some of the really big names to play.
Exactly right. Where's Gale these guys?
That's right. South Africans.
No.
And
couple of old retired guys like your Watsons and I can't think of his name now. McCullum.
Yeah.
McCullum.
Yeah, they'd be pleased to hear you say that.
But anyway, I mean, they're retired.
And I think the reality is that there has to be a happy medium, but I think there's just too much cricket on television.
Well, I've got to admit, I love it, but I've had enough.
Yeah.
You know, you watch a game, I watch the Strikers play who got thrashed again. They've actually gone for the season. It's too much. I think, we've had enough.
And what about the Crows?
Crows? Well.
They got two Crows to do the job of one captain. How's that? That's a good move, isn't it?
Well, Port haven't named a captain.
But how are they going to handle it, you reckon, the Crows? Are they going to have a toss in the dressing room between the two of them? Who's going to toss the coin out on the ground?
I could say something there, but I won't say anything about tosses.
I know, that's amazing, isn't it? Really?
Ollie Wines, 8 weeks.
Yep. Port evidently aren't cross with him. We've actually discussed this off air. When do you start putting people in glass cases? Now, I will admit that water skiing is a pretty dangerous activity, and it can be, because of the nature of the thing, very much a risk factor for shoulders and knees, and of course that's Ollie's shoulder. But you know, do you say you can't do anything? You know, I mean, putting it bluntly, he probably still ran a greater risk of getting hit by a car crossing the Port Road, you know, but it's just the way it's happened.
Yeah.
And I think philosophically, you want sports people are sports people. Even if they're playing footy or cricket in their off-season, they're going to go and do something else.
You were saying to me Port have got a cricket team.
They have. The Port footballers have got
it. And so you can break a finger, you know.
You could.
Bounce and itch on the finger or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, Kenny's quite happy for them to do that.
Kenny was actually pleased when he found out, because he actually took the philosophical view, well, then they're obviously enjoying each other's company outside of football.
And takes their mind off of footy, to play something else.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, if I was Ollie Wines, I probably wouldn't have done it, because, I mean, I suppose you would still get paid, but 700,000 or 800,000, the captaincy hanging over his head too.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
I mean, I'm not sure he would have got the gig, but I don't think he'll get the gig now, because obviously...
They reckon it's not going to make any difference. It won't make any difference.
Right.
They talked to the... one of the managers there, and he said it won't make any difference to our
choosing,
appointing a captain.
Oh, well,
so that time will tell who's going to be captain.
Yeah.
But now, have you got another joke? I don't want to put you on the spot, Rick. Have we got another joke?
Well, you know, in sport, there's strange antics that carry on.
Oh, yelling and carrying on in there.
And you know, some people, you know, they'll smash their rackets and do all this and all that. And you know, you watch them. You watch them play, and you realise that not all the ding-a-lings are on the Mr. Whippy trucks.
Our manager didn't pass that one, but she's back too. She's back from the holiday.
And what about What about some of the supporters? You know, this bloke, he was absolutely a fanatical fan.
Yeah, as we are.
Cheered every move his team made. He'd shout and scream. And all of a sudden he thought, my voice is about to go. And he looked at the bloke standing next to him and he said, I think I've lost my voice. Bloke replied, don't worry, it's it. You'll find it in my right ear.
They're getting better. We've got another one. Well, I think we've covered just about all the topics today.
I think we have. And I think
we've had a cricket.
Yeah. I think obviously the tennis was very important. It's been a major success, as Melbourne always is. The test series is a bit how do you do? But then again, that's the ICC's roster. You know, it's a bit sad, I think, that you have the best team in the world at the moment, India, and then you've got to front up against one of the lesser teams, Sri Lanka. Yeah. I might say that in the world rankings at the moment, I think Australia are only one above Sri Lanka. But the way they're going, they might even... Anyway, no, they'll secure that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's time. So until next week...
This is Rick.
And this is Phil.